Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind being bent on rambling, to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision, and I followed with a will, and I shortly came to anchor at the cross of Spancel Hill. It been the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assembled there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold, their duties to fulfill. At the parish church in Cluny, a mile from Spancel Hill, I went to see my neighbors, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, and the young ones turning grey. But I met with a tailor quickly, he's as bold as ever still. Sure, he used to make my breeches when I lived in Spancel Hill. Flying visit to my first and only love. She's as white as any lily and as gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, saying, "Johnny, I love you still." Oh, she's Nell, the farmer's daughter, and the flower of Spancel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her, as in the days of yore. But she said, "Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before." And then the cock he crew in the morning, and he crew both loud and shrill. And I awoke in California, many miles from Spancel Hill.